Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or computer or wherever you're listening. This is where we talk with area business owners, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We're at 20 Commerce Parkway, Suite 109 in Stafford County, just off of 17. Daryl Barnes, president of Deakin Wealth Management here. This is our last show of season one of the All Business Podcast. Season two will start in late February. Daryl, I figured what better way to end season one and get into the new year to talk about just New Year's resolutions and just business and general and just how we can get our home finances going. But welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really do appreciate the opportunity to help folks.
This is a tough thing because it's kind of the thing of a lot of us think, well, I ought to be doing more, but I don't know how to get started. Talk about how to get started.
Well, getting started is basically getting organized, and if you can put your finances even in a file, that's a great start. But a lot of folks just kind of get overwhelmed with it, especially during the holidays. You're getting lots of statements in the mail. You're getting Christmas cards. You're getting solicitations. So it's easy to just throw the envelopes to the side and not open them. And what we find a lot of times is when a new year starts, folks start to get a little more serious about things, whether it's losing weight, whether it's trying to plan for retirement, whether it's a vacation. But that is kind of where the thought process begins. It's a new beginning, so let's try to get a handle on things. And a lot of times we teach classes around that time as well, and the enrollments go way up at the beginning of the year versus later in the year. And it goes right to the whole point of getting organized.
Well, it's like the gym. The gyms are going to be busy now for the next couple of months.
Absolutely. And financial advisors are going to be the same way. A lot of folks just kind of look at the market and go, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. Oh, the market's up 500 points. The market's down 500 points. What do I do? Well, the very first thing you have to do is get some perspective on things. Do you need your money tomorrow? If you don't need your money tomorrow, what happened today in the market is really not going to affect you over the long haul. If you need it 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road, that's the long view that you need to take. And a lot of folks just don't get that concept. Oh, well, I'm scared of the market. It went down 1,000 points last week. Yeah. Did you need your money today or did you need it tomorrow? And if you need it all or did you need a portion of it? Because we can work with all of that.
Do you have people who will see what happened, say, today and just say, you know, Daryl, I want to get it out now?
It's kind of funny. Our clients don't have that sort of view because we set the stage when folks meet with us. Okay, what are your dreams and goals? And try to create that picture for them. And then we figure out what pieces to put together. And it's very interesting. At the beginning of my career, I worked with one of the largest financial advisory firms in the world, and people were scared to death when the market would go up or down because the phones would ring like crazy. And what I realized with my clients is I never wanted to have that type of scenario. I wanted them to understand that while we're going to have these short-term fluctuations, we're all about the long-term. So as long as the fundamentals don't change, we're probably not going to change, which makes our phones be very silent on days when the markets are going way up and down. We'll get the occasional call and say, hey, what do you think about this? And we're happy to provide our opinion, but we're not getting panic calls. And that's due to the educated nature of our clients. We're very fortunate with regard to that.
So first of all, it sounds like one of the first things you want to do then, you know, get to know somebody who can be your financial advisor. You can trust them. They can, you know, it's a trust thing, I guess.
There's no doubt about it. The only, I don't know, currency that we have as financial advisors is trust. And if you sit down with a financial advisor and you don't trust them, something doesn't feel right, there are a lot of us out there. There are thousands of us across the country, and there are fine financial advisors everywhere. So if, for instance, you sit down with us and you decide, well, you know, it didn't feel right, well, go down the street and talk to somebody else. We're happy to refer other people to you. In the same breath, if you feel like we're very good for you and there's a trust situation, you know, it's a two-way street. We have to trust you. You have to trust us, because if you're giving us inaccurate information, we're really not going to be able to help you. If you can tell us, this is where I am, this is where I'd like to be, we can create a roadmap.
Interesting. I never thought of that. That you, it does go both ways. It's more than just me trusting you. I've got to be giving you the right information.
Yeah, and it's all about a risk relationship as well, because when you meet with a financial advisor for the first time, you don't really want to show all of your cards unless you're forced to. So we find a lot of folks will hold them back. And what we call our approach is a 52-card face-up approach. We want all the cards on the table so that you can see everything. And you can take the ones that you like and you can get rid of the ones that you don't. And then we work from there. And that has served us exceptionally well.
Darrell Barnes with Deakin Wealth Management on the All Business Podcast. So you talked just a second. Let me pick your brain just about how things look. Because you talked about the fundamentals. How does everything look as we go into a new year?
Well, first of all, if you're going to pick my brain, you have some slim pickings here. That's the facetious side of things. In terms of the overall fundamentals, we have excellent fundamentals. We have more money flowing through the economy. We have businesses that can't hire enough people to promote all the growth that's ahead of them. There are actually more unfilled jobs right now than we've had in years and years. I don't know how many years going back, but it's probably double digits at this point. So when you look at the pent-up demand that's out there, we're going to continue this into the foreseeable future. The only hiccups that we have going on right now, and this has created some market turmoil, is interest rates are rising. So they're getting back to historical norms, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but they're not at historical lows where they used to be. So folks are a little bit concerned about that. And then the tariff situation that we have going on with the rest of the world. And essentially, tariffs are a pretty terrible economic concept. But I truly think that our government is using those tariffs as negotiating tools. And if that's the case, and we can put ourselves on a level playing field with the remainder of the world, we're going to continue to see a lot of international growth. The U.S. domestic economy is just—it's fundamentally excellent right now. It's probably the best I've ever seen in my career, and a lot of that is due to people having more money in their pockets, making educated decisions. So I think those fundamentals are going to carry forward, and if that does tend to carry forward, we're going to see a period of expansion, kind of like what we saw when Ronald Reagan was in office. You see a lot of U.S. pride, for lack of a better term. We are more educated with regard to where the products are coming from, and we're trying to help folks at home. I think you're seeing, especially in Fredericksburg, we see a lot of buy locally oriented shopping for services, for goods, and I think it's a great thing because that gives you a local flavor versus just going on the internet and finding the lowest price somewhere. At that point, that whatever that product might be becomes a commodity because it's a price decision versus a value decision, and we think that the value always becomes apparent, and I think it's going to serve the United States very well moving forward. And, you know, next year may be up, it may be down. We don't have any idea. I could have a magic eight ball on my desk and we could say future is cloudy. And we could make investments decisions that way, but I don't like making them that way. What we'd like to try to do is to figure out, okay, what's our time frame? And then we manage to the time frame. And if we need to generate income next month, well, we could take a portion of those assets and set them in cash so that we don't have to worry about market swings hurting us. Although we have to recognize that we're not going to get much in the way of returns if we go to cash, which is why we remain fully invested most of the time.
Well, as we talk, especially going into a new year, it's important to make a move and not to just keep putting this off, because with anything, time goes by and all of a sudden I don't do something now and I think, you know, I'll do it in June and then maybe I'll do it next year. And all of a sudden you're looking at 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And this is pretty serious stuff, because you're ultimately talking retirement and just this is something that you need to take seriously and get to know. And like you say, we said a few minutes ago, establish a relationship with someone and get involved with this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. In fact, the simple answer to when folks ask, when should I invest? The answer is typically now or yesterday. And I think that's inherently against the American nature. We tend to procrastinate. And the longer you put it off, it's not going to get better just sitting there. It's going to sit there and it's going to fester in your mind. And you're going to develop stress whether you realize it or not, because you understand, I need to do this. Putting it off is not going to help me. It's almost like cutting your grass. Oh, my grass needs to be cut. No, I'll wait 2 days. Is it going to get better? No. And then you're going to make more work for you farther down the road.
Well, and you've got – you and your team here – this is what you do, and to do some of the things that we've taught, you know, to understand tariffs and to understand interest rates or to understand where I should have my money here and there, that's what you do.
Absolutely. I've always kind of used the analogy. It's almost like if you have to treat yourself, if you have a cold, you know that you can go to the drugstore and go buy cold medicine, because that's all it is. If you have a brain tumor, you want to go find the person that knows all about the brain, neurosurgeon, somebody that's been there and done that, because that's where you're going to get the best amount of treatment. If you need to put $50 a month away into your 401k, you probably don't need us. If you are trying to develop a retirement plan that's going to sustain you and your spouse and then leave money for your kids, that's where we come in. That's where the expertise and my gray hair actually pays off immensely, because we've kind of been there and done that. So it's not new to us. When we see big market swings, you know, we've been there. So the next time that we see that, we know how to react, and our clients become very comfortable with that.
Well, and we talked earlier this year. I mean, you really have seen it. I mean, you saw what happened in 08, and it affected you profoundly.
Yeah, there were quite a few changes that happened in 2008 with regard to the fundamentals of the economy, the banking system, and everything else. And it was good, because it showed people that professionalism does pay. And if you're handling your business professionally and you're doing it with basically the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you'd have done unto you, our clients came out of that smelling like roses. It was not easy. You know, our business is very simple. It's just not easy.
Deacon Wealth Management is where we're at, the All Business Podcast with Daryl Barnes. We're just kind of looking ahead and trying to really get going with the new year. What a great way to have a snoring dog in the background. That is, there's got to be some kind of an analogy there, but that is terrific. That is terrific that we had that. You've got to feel good at times when you're able to help someone understand things, or, you know, like you say, get all the pieces of paper that you've got in a file, get them together and help them get on the right track.
Yeah, I tell you, there's nothing better than that. We do get paid financially for what we do in our business, but the most fulfillment that I get is the emotional satisfaction when somebody comes back to me after we've been working together for years and they say, thank you. If it weren't for the relationship that we have, we wouldn't be where we are now, and I wouldn't have this peace of mind. And, Ted, there's just no substitute for that. I can't explain it, but it's this welling up of a, I don't know, it's a great emotion, because you understand that you've impacted somebody else's life positively. And again, there's really no substitute for that.
And boy, and even if leading up to finding you or someone, if I may feel like I keep the worst records and I can't be helped. Everybody can be helped and you can get going at some point, but you got to be able to be willing to take that first step.
I couldn't say it better. A lot of folks think, oh, I'm the only person that does this. You're not the Lone Ranger. Let me assure you, we have seen worse regardless of what your situation is. We've had people bring in grocery bags full of statements. We've had folks go through their file cabinets, which will go back as long as 40 or 50 years in some cases, where they've kept all this stuff that they've had thinking, I've got to hang on to this forever. And we help them minimize that. We help them understand what the most important documents are, what the most relevant documents are at this particular point in time, and how do we use them. Because they're all tools, and we like to think that we've got a great big toolbox, and we know how to use these tools.
Grocery bags, that really happens?
Absolutely. That conference table right there, a gentleman dropped a bag on there that was probably, 8 to 10 inches full. And he said, I'm done. I can't handle this anymore. I understand what you do. Please take care of this for us. And once he dumped it on there, he said, I'll be back when you're done. And we came back and we had the relationship. And we've been working with one another, probably 8 or 10 years at this point. But I'll never forget that because it was really kind of odd to just walk in and say, I give up and dump it down. And it made a big thumping sound on that table.
What a great story, though. It does show, though, that, you've seen it all. And as bad as I may think and as unorganized as I may be, there are others out there.
Without question. Everybody thinks they're the Lone Ranger. You're not. We're all human beings. We all have the same tendencies. We all have the same emotions. Some of them are a little more, active than others with regard to how you react to your emotions. But ultimately, when you work with money, the initial decisions are made emotionally. Beyond that, we take emotions out of it and we start to systematically analyze things. And what we're after is to try to get a true total return for our clients. We want them to have more money in their pocket. We don't want to measure ourselves versus an indices, whether it be the S&P 500, whether it be the Dow. How are you doing, Mrs. Jones? You know, we don't care what the S&P or the Dow did unless it helped us. And if it helped us, it's great. If it hurt us, we needed to make sure that it didn't hurt us too bad. So that's where we get into diversification of portfolios, different types of assets, different time scenarios. There's a kind of a scale of time that you look at and you say, I need to have money in the next 6 months. Well, if you need to have money in the next 6 months, that money needs to be in a bank, in a checking account, savings account, CDs, money markets, things of that nature. If you need money that's going to be left to your university, that's money that's probably 30 years down the road. So that money can be put either at risk or very little risk, depending on what your obligation to the university might be.
And I guess it doesn't matter how much or how little you have. You'll work with what – don't think, I can't go, I'm not – they won't be interested in me. I don't have enough money.
Well, and that's the funny thing about our name being Deakin Wealth Management. Well, I'm not wealthy. Well, yeah. If you've saved money, you've worked hard for that money. We appreciate that not everybody is the same with regard to the amounts that we have. The techniques don't change. It's just the amounts do. So please don't ever look at a name of a business and think, I don't qualify, because everybody's important to us. We may not be able to help you. You know, when we walk through a scenario with some folks and we say, look, okay, we understand what you're trying to do, but we don't have the ability to help you, but we'll be happy to help you at some point should that change. And we'll give them the alternatives, because there are lots of folks that would come in here and say, well, this is too touchy-feely for me. You know, I want more statistics. Well, we can give you all the statistics you want, but unless we connect on a trust level and an emotional level, it's never going to work, because all you're going to do is look at us as a commodity. What are we charging you to do what we do, and is that the same price or less or more than your competitors? Frankly, you know, as long as we're in the ballpark and we're providing greater value, we're in pretty good stead with regard to everything else. If you look on TV and you say, oh, well, I don't need you, I can go do a stock trade for $9.95, yeah, that's great. If you have the want to, the know-how, and the ability, go for it. If you lack any one of those three, whether it be the want to, the know-how, or the ability, you need to find a professional to work with. And it doesn't have to be a financial advisor. That could be as simple as changing your oil. I don't like to change my own oil. I have the ability, the know-how. I just don't want to do it. So I'm willing to pay somebody for that service, and it brings me great value. Really not much different than what we do.
Before we get out of here, and I'll give you a chance here to talk about how someone can get in touch with you, Daryl. On your desk, there is a drill bit. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, this is actually a 17-year-old drill bit that I got in at the Ritz-Carlton in Montego Bay, Jamaica. I was one of the top 50 financial advisors for our firm. And a gentleman started handing these out in the room. And we're all sitting there thinking, we need to go play golf, but we have to have a business meeting. And he said, folks, do you know what these are? And everybody goes, yes, it's a drill bit. He said, do you know how many of these were sold last year? And everybody starts guessing, 2 million, 3 million. He said, the answer is I don't know. He said, do you know how many people actually wanted to buy a drill bit? And they start guessing again. He said, the answer there is only a handful of people. What everybody else wanted was a hold. So you need to understand the tools that are available to help your clients. And this is all about perspective. Keep this on your desk so that you understand that if a prospect or a client comes to you, they're not looking for the greatest tool that you have. They're looking for a solution. So that's where I was talking about tools a little while ago.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's actually literally a great tool because it creates conversation in our office. I did an audio CD years ago now in lieu of writing a book, and one of the chapters was about the drill bit. And the folks that actually bought the CD would come in and look for the drill bit. And it was really very interesting because you could tell who had listened to it and who hadn't. So it's all about perspective and what we can do to help folks.
I was hoping you weren't going to say I'm putting up a picture later today, but I thought there's got to be a story there. Daryl Barnes, Deakin Wealth Management. If someone wants to get more information and talk to you, sit down and come in and drop off a bag of receipts. How do they do that?
They can come see us at 20 Commerce Parkway, Suite 109, Fredericksburg. It's just off of Route 17 in Stafford. Or the easiest way is to call us at 540-371-8585. And we also have a website, www.deaconwealth.com. And there's a tremendous amount of resources on that website. We have videos. We have white papers. There are lots of different ways to get this information. And we're happy to help.
DeaconWealth.com, DeaconWealth.com, again, just off of Route 17 in Stafford. Daryl, this is great. Thank you. Off into 2019, and look forward to getting together with you a few more times in the new year and talking about the new year and talking about these issues.
Well, I really appreciate the time, Ted. You do a great job, and I think you do a tremendous service to the community. And I'm proud to be invited to do this interview with you. This has been great. I really enjoy it.
I like being with you. This is the end of season one. Season two will start right around the time the General Assembly concludes in Richmond. But see you soon, Daryl. Thank you.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All investing involves risk, including loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. There are no guarantees that a diversified portfolio will enhance overall returns or outperform a non-diversified portfolio. Diversification does not protect against market risk. The economic forecasts set forth in this material may not develop as predicted, and there can be no guarantee that strategies promoted will be successful. If you like listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you want to talk about your business, I'd like to hear from you. You can contact me, Ted at WFVARadio.com. Ted at WFVARadio.com. We would like to highlight your business. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ted Schubel. We'll see you next time when we become all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests in this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.